This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now on Wednesday, the 5th of October. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJB crowd plus one, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and it's nice to have the voice and the services of Kara Schillen back again after her 1 month absence.
That's so nice.
Yeah, well, it is nice to have you back because now we get things done the right way, and we had few problems with that over the course of the last month.
No pressure or anything.
No.
Yeah, don't screw up, Kara.
All right, so just spend a few seconds telling us what happened to you, because people were asking, because I told people three or four times on the air that you'd fallen and broke your leg in a couple of places. So what actually did happen?
I was running. I was training for a race that I was going to do, actually, last weekend.
How'd that turn out for you?
Well, I went. I was in a wheelchair, but no, I didn't run very fast. I fell and tripped over a root, which was really graceful, and I had to sit in the woods for about 40 minutes before they were able to come and get me out.
Did you scream and yell and cry and stuff?
I cried a little bit when I fell, and I called my mom, and she helped me find the number for the park police.
So mom's great. Moms are great.
Moms are the best.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But it didn't actually, when I was sitting there, it didn't hurt that bad. It just hurt really bad when I tried to move my leg. And, like, if I tried to put any pressure on it, hurt really, really badly. So I finally got out of the woods. An ambulance was there. Went to the hospital. Sat there for, like, an hour and a half before anyone actually came and looked at me.
Yeah.
And then they told me I had broken my leg after an x-ray and a CAT scan.
So how long did you sit there?
In the woods, I sat there for about 40 minutes by myself.
And then how did they find you?
Well, I was able to, one of the park police ran out on foot because I was able to tell them, like, the mile marker that I was near.
You called.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Luckily, I had service. Otherwise, I would have been screwed. But, yeah.
Nicely put.
So they had to bring one of those, kind of like a gator, one of those little cart things out,
put you in the back of the
and
cart.
Stick me on it so I could get out because I couldn't walk.
Oh.
Yeah. And then my parents had to come and pick me up from the hospital. Luckily, it wasn't too far from their
house. How long did you sit around the hospital before they diagnosed?
Well, I don't know. They weren't fully able to tell me what was wrong until a little bit before I left, and I was there from probably 1 until, we probably didn't leave until like 8 p.m.
Oh my gosh.
It was a long time. Sitting in a hospital and then occasionally getting transferred to a different room for an x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so did they fix it there or did you go to a specialist in his office?
No, I had to. They gave me crutches and a brace. So they gave me that there. And then they gave me contact info for an orthopedist. So I went home and was basically just home for a week, not really doing much of anything except taking.
You haven't looked at for a week by an orthopedic guy?
Yeah.
So the bone started to set itself before you went to the doctor again.
I mean, they had taken x-rays there, so they were pretty sure that nothing was shattered. But, yeah, we couldn't get in. They couldn't look at it because it was so swollen.
Mm.
So they couldn't really see what was below all of the swelling. So, yeah, it was just me high on pain meds for a week.
All right. What did you get? Percocet?
Percocet.
Oxycodone?
Yeah. Yeah, Percocet.
That sounds terrible. And you get home with some painkillers?
That and 800 milligram Motrin, which is basically the same thing, just not.
Well, that's the thing. You weren't around last week. Meredith fell off of one of her horses and got badly hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It was Tuesday. And I went to the hospital. They did the same sort of thing with her as they did with you. I did the x-rays. And then, but when she got there, she was in such pain, they put her right onto oxycodone. And she was a little spacey when I got there. And then they put her on Percocet. And she just decided, we talked about it a little bit, that it wasn't for her. That isn't what she wanted. That stuff is so highly.
Yeah, some people react really badly to it. I generally don't have any. I've taken it before when I had surgery a couple years ago and when I had oral surgery for my wisdom teeth. And I've never reacted badly to it. But my
it's
sister,
not a reaction. Whether you get it's whether you can once you start taking it, you become dependent on it.
Yeah. Well, my sister, when she had her wisdom teeth removed, she took it for maybe a day, but it made her act really, really loopy, and she was uncomfortable, so she just stopped taking
it. Meredith was pretty loopy too, and then she went on the heavy. Well, she's now just taking. Advil, anything that's got ibuprofen in it, but that heavy duty stuff, 800 milligrams, it is. It doesn't have the same side effects, but it does deliver the same relief from the pain, which is what you want. Can you imagine back in the good old days when people used to have, they get shot and they just put a tourniquet around the leg
on and, say,
and they just
deal with
dug
it.
Out the bullet. we've become so. Wussified, yeah. All right, well, we're happy you're back. It's good. It is good in a number of ways. Thank you. Today's issues, let's see, we got three or four things that are working through social media, Twitter. I think that you posted a few questions on our Twitter account, which is at Good Day Show. At DJV Show and Facebook / DJV Show. One of them has to do with the government telling banks how to run their business, since there have been now two banks that are getting a lot of notoriety, Wells Fargo and wasn't Chase. Who did I say it was earlier?
Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley, for doing the same sort of thing, cheating customers and, giving bonuses to the staff, et cetera, all kinds of investigations going on there. And I said something about the government getting involved with my own local bank and all the oversight that they have. The banks that are running themselves well ought to be left alone, but the government's in there. And so the peanut gallery suggested that government's telling banks how to run their business when there are trillions of debt. The comment was, good plan. The government should... it's kind of hard. It's damned if you do and damned if you don't. We expect the government to protect us so that we don't have slime wads taking advantage of us. But the other side of it is, they always go too far. They don't know when to sell. When is enough? And that's what so many people are concerned about with regard to overregulation, and why Trump has has some traction, because he's somebody that can speak with authority because of his own experiences. Whether you like him or you don't like him, he's had a lot of experiences with banks, and many of them have not been good. And it's not just because he had trouble with loans and bankruptcy and stuff. It's just the way that you deal with these people. It's always now one way, and it's heavy-handed. And that's that whole business is now penetrating through all government agencies and services, so that there's over just wild, crazy over-regulation. With on every level, local level, state level, national level. That's what people are tired of. So there's one reflection. 13 past the hour. People in the news coming up here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, and this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. So, Pete, You upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint. I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid forwarding. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com and Mobil.com for details.
Here, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and Kara at 17 past the hour on the DJV Experience. The name that next crops up in my mind is Hillary Clinton. After the debate last night, we've talked about that. I don't need to hash back through my feelings. If you want to listen to them, go back to one of the go to the archives and listen. I don't mean that to sound smug. I just think that, you know, you say the same thing over and over again,
yeah,
and if it kind of loses its oomph. I did say something when I was talking about Pence seems sophisticated. I turned the tables so that we could use our imagination for a moment, thinking about Kane working with Trump, because the two of them are interrupters. They don't seem to have a focus on what the real game plan is here. And Hillary and Pence seem sophisticated. And the peanut gallery suggested that Hillary is good and sophisticated at being a crook.
Oh.
So
I love the peanut gallery.
The peanut gallery.
So do I, actually. She is pretty good at that.
All right.
The peanut gallery is very active today.
Ryan Lochte has taken a shot at Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
I'm finding this hard to believe. Lochte claimed during an interview that Phelps never called him after the scandal. Quote, I think he texted me back saying, yeah, sure, I'm here to help, or something like that. This is an interview in today's USA Today revealing that Lochte reached out to Phelps, but he didn't call me. It was like, hey, can you please call? Let me know. I need help. And that never happened. So what, you big baby?
Yeah, I know.
Where is there an obligation?
Well, I mean, Michael Phelps had some issues, and he turned his life around, and he's in a really good place. So I can kind of see both sides. Maybe Ryan Lochte would have said, gosh, you know, he went through some trouble. It'd be nice if he would have reached out. But at the same time, I can also understand Michael Phelps saying, look, I want to stay clean, right? I want to stay.
Yeah.
I had my own PR nightmares to deal with. I don't need to touch this one and get that on me.
Exactly. And, he's in such a different place now. He's got a fiance and a baby, and he just had such an incredible Olympic Games.
You're talking about Phelps, not Lochte.
Phelps, yeah. I just think that, you know, why get involved? I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, Michael Phelps, you know, had some drinking issues and went to rehab and everything.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte doesn't, there's nothing you can do to fix Ryan Lochte. He's just dumb, you know? I mean, you can't fix stupid.
Oh, thank you.
So,
all right. Let's keep moving here. A lot of dialogue on Kim Kardashian on social media, not just about her, but personal security issues.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff in the daily, the New York newspapers here, and there's not a lot of sympathy for Kardashian, but still the focus, and appropriately so, is on your own safety and security when you're traveling. I'm going to be traveling later this month, and I thought about it, frankly.
Well, make sure you leave your $10 million of jewels at home.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to do that.
Make sure your prized cows are all locked up.
That's right.
Leave the family jewels at home. Okay, that's it's conversation.
It's
about 21 past the hour.
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on
23 half the hour now. Music time. This is the part of each hour where we focus on a couple of musical stories. Luke Bryan, who first became more well known to me anyway. I know Jennifer has been a fan of his for a long time. It wasn't clear to me whether you were or not, Victoria, when we talked about him last week.
No, I didn't know. I don't like country music typically, no. But I'm Jennifer is swaying me a little bit.
I'm infiltrating her brain.
Yes, you are. Yes. That's a good thing.
She's so like anyway. Country music ISIS.
There's a song that's been very popular. Actually went to the number one position in the country charts. Here's to the Farmer, which is his theme for his farm tour, which was supposed to kick off in Gaston, South Carolina tonight, but it's been canceled because of the hurricane. Hurricane Matthew blowing into that area. Actually, the wind and stuff's picked up, but the weather's supposed to be bad, really bad there tonight, tomorrow, and through Friday morning. Luke Bryan and Billy Currington Reap are both tied for number one on the country charts. So, I'm looking at the story from South Carolina. The governor there ordered an evacuation of most of the coastal communities, and 26 school districts have closed their schools. Gaston is a town of 1,647 people. I think that's where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that where Luke Bryan's home is in Gaston?
South Carolina. His father, I think I told you, is a peanut farmer.
Yeah.
So he actually...
He's 100 miles inland from the coast to that town.
Well, Luke Bryan has kind of an interesting story that's sort of tragic, but he's made good from it. And he ended up losing both his brother and his sister at different times. When his brother, he had gone to Nashville, he had some success as a singer, a country music singer, which was always his dream. But then his brother died. And he came home and he was so worried about his parents that he said, you know what, I'm going back to work on my dad's farm, which is what he had done as a teenager. And so he started working with his dad again, and after about a year, his dad said, look, I'm kicking you out. You need to go back to what you love. And that was when he really hit it big.
Wow.
A few years later, his sister died, and he ended up, I think, adopting her daughter. Isn't that crazy, though? So parents had three kids, and only one of them left. I mean, lots of tragedy there.
That's lousy.
He seems like such a nice person, too. Every time I've ever seen him interviewed or anything, he just seems like a good guy.
Yeah. Farmers are good guys, Victoria. What do you mean? What are you laughing at? That's true.
Well, you're the only farmer I've ever met, so okay.
I mean, we think about having some success in Nashville and then going, well, you know what? My dad and my mom need me right now. I'm going to give that all up and go back to farming. I mean, that's pretty cool. I love that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Roots, 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 roots. All right, also, musically speaking, Britney Spears back in the focus again. She played a game of Shag, Marry, Avoid during an appearance on a British show called Loose Women. She managed to tick off Madonna fans. Listen to this. During a round of rapid-fire questions, Britney was asked to choose from three celebrities she'd hook up with, marry, or completely avoid. Her choices were Justin Bieber the Worm, Madonna, and Simon Cowell. Okay, let's see. She'd hook up with Justin Bieber, marry, or completely avoid. Well, those weren't in the order. Whether she married Simon Cowell?
No, the rest was nothing. She said she would marry none of them.
Oh.
And she basically would just avoid Justin Bieber. Yeah, she'd shag Bieber and then avoid everyone else.
I get
Which is weird because I always thought she and Madonna were kind of friendly.
Yeah, they made out on stage at the MTV Awards.
Yeah. And then did a video together or did a song together. And
yeah.
That's something. Madonna doesn't keep friendships, I've noticed.
But then you go on social media and you see how Madonna fans blasted Britney.
Yeah.
Because she disrespected her. Come on, get a life.
You know how Madonna, though, is she? Yeah, you're right. She had Gwyneth Paltrow that she was palsy with, and then she dumps them.
Right. Or she does something to totally betray them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Nice. All right, 28 past the hour here.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Groupon-a-thon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Groupon-a-thon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
All right, 34 after the hour now. It's the DJV experience. Yes, everybody on this program has something in common. We all have hair. And it's our own hair. Congratulations to Jennifer Horn for that. She's beautiful.
Thank
hair.
You.
Nice
Thank
thick
you.
Mane of hair. Not sure what color it is. And then I don't know that I know the color of any of your hair. Victoria
what?
Keelan?
I'm always blonde.
What? Oh, what the real color is. Come on.
You don't know what
I don't
color
even
my
know.
Hair is?
You're, I know what it is now, but I don't know what your real color is.
That is my real color. Real
is
color?
It really?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Look darker than... All right, so what about you? Before I get myself into trouble, I'll move on to Kara.
Yeah, mine is like dirty blonde.
Is
the
it?
Natural color right now.
What a horrible expression.
Yeah.
Dirty blonde. Oh, my God.
Dark blonde.
Yeah.
Dark blonde.
All right, you heard the story about these two police officers in MISSISSIPPI who were placed on administrative leave yesterday after one of them, listen to this, left her daughter in the... This is the squad car. She's got her daughter riding while they're on duty in the squad car because she can't find a babysitter, and now the child is dead because they left her in the police car and shut the car off with the windows closed. Can you imagine anybody being that stupid? And these people are police officers. Wow. Cassie Baker, the mother of this three-year-old, left the toddler in the cruiser for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Reports say the car was running. The air conditioner was on, but apparently the air conditioner was on heat and not on cool. So they got to the car. The girl was unresponsive, transported to the hospital, died in the hospital. There were some conversation going on. This one police officer was at the home of another police officer. What are they do? What are they doing? She's on duty. Well, supposedly they were off duty. So why is she driving around a police cruiser?
Well, yeah, why do you need a babysitter if you're off duty?
Man, I'll tell you something.
Crazy.
This is beyond the beyond. Okay, a lot of conversation today about the hurricane as it moves closer to Florida. Those of you down there will be impacted by it. Those of you listening in Georgia and the Carolinas, you will be impacted by this. By the time the weekend rolls around, though, looks like it's going to roll itself back out to sea. So in the research department, the idea of how much a cloud weighs came to the... How many people ever wondered how much a cloud weighed?
I've never thought that out of life.
Aren't you glad you're here with
yes.
me? I mean,
yeah. Cotton balls, aren't they? Don't they just...
Yes, right. They float.
Fluffy. Yes.
What about a hurricane? All right, so there has been some meteorological research done as to how much these things weigh. For example, let's start with a white puffy cloud, cumulus cloud, not related to the radio because it stays up. How much does the water in a cumulus cloud weigh? The senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research did the numbers. The water in the cloud, the small cloud, weighs about 550 tons. If you want to convert that to something that might be a little bit more meaningful, think of elephants, floating masses. So if you assume that an elephant weighs 6 tons, that means the water inside a typical cumulus cloud would weigh about 100 elephants. All right? So think about 100 elephants worth of water suspended in the sky, and then you wonder, okay, how does it stay up?
How does gravity not take hold?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yep. First of all, the water isn't elephant-sized particles. It's tiny, tiny particles.
Right.
And those particles float on the warmer air that's rising above. But still, the concept of so much water floating around is surprising.
Not to sound like a nerd, but is this probably an experimentation in the difference between weight in terms of tonnage and density?
Yeah, right. It's about density. You're right. Yes. Okay. You must have done well. And
I always weigh my tonnage.
conceptual.
No, you know what I did take in college? I took physics for non-science majors, which was the most fun class I've ever had in my whole life.
Really?
Because when you take away the pressure of having to learn all the math, which I'm terrible at, if you take that away and you just learn all the theories and the concepts of it, it was so interesting.
Yeah. Well, here, listen to this. How many elephant units of water are inside a big storm cloud, which is like 10 times bigger than the puffy clouds?
Wow.
If you take the numbers and figure out about 200,000 elephants, using that term. So now let's go up one more level to a hurricane, about the size, the hurricane that's now blowing through the... going through the Caribbean, Matthew, and heading to Florida, is about the size of the state of Missouri. So if you had enough elephants to cover the state of Missouri, you're talking about 40 million elephants. That's how much the water weighs in a hurricane, or this hurricane. The same as 40 million elephants. And there are more, I mean, how many elephants are there on the planet? Not 40 million.
Not that many.
I bet there aren't even 40,000.
But probably
not. Think about it, though. 40 million elephants, translate that into water. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of water. All right, so I knew that you'd be fascinated with that. How many people are fascinated? Raise your hands, please.
I was hanging in there a little bit.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
I feel like we lose Jen.
Every once in a while.
Right. Okay.
Look, I'm the blonde here. When you start talking about 40,000 elephants in Missouri, I get a little,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. It's another song from another era. How many people know who Lauren Lauren is?
My hammer trust him.
Like Lauren, is it Lauren Bush Lauren?
Yes.
Good for you, Karen.
Oh, very good.
Good for you.
Oh, no.
Lauren Bush married Ralph Lauren's son. That's probably right. What I should have pronounced it.
So it's Lauren. Then yes. You would have known. Ah. Lauren just seems creepy.
Lauren
is weird, yeah.
Lauren. She founded the Feed Projects, that group about 10 years ago, making tote bags out of recycled burlap. You've seen those around.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually had a couple of them. And it says Feed on them. The bags started selling out. Since then, the Feed Project has provided a lot of meals for hungry people all over the world. The newest Feed Project by Lauren Lauren is called Feed Supper. That's everybody who wants to help raise money host their own dinner party with a purpose. So, from now until next week, I think Friday of next Wednesday, the 16th. Is that Friday or Monday? I think it's Friday the 13th. When's the 3rd? I don't have a calendar.
Yeah, next Friday is the 14th. So I think it's Sunday.
Sunday.
All right, World Food Day is the Sunday, 16th. Yep. So you can sign up now on feedprojects.com. Feedprojects.com to host your own dinner party. You can bring your friends in, obviously, to donate to eradicating hunger around the world, at least childhood hunger.
Yeah.
Every party becomes a launch pad for a lot of meals. And Lauren Lauren says the goal this year is provide 2 million meals for children in need around the world. One of the things I find most frustrating about this, and they apparently address this, the number of hungry people in America, number of hungry children every night. What is the number? 4 or 5 million, isn't it? In America,
it's way too much.
It's staggering.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, all the food that we throw away that isn't all the excess, pretty food, doesn't make it. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Right. Well, and how these people, and how come the government's not at all? Government's got its nose up everybody else's butt about stuff that doesn't make any difference. So if we really had good government, wouldn't they be seeing to stuff like this, coordinating things? Isn't that what government is supposed to do? Coordinate and fix and help situations like this?
Yeah.
You would think.
Ugh. Out to lunch. All right. I guess I've had my say on
that. I know. You're coffeed up or super beated up, maybe.
Super beated up. In a moment, we're going to help you help yourself to making your homeowner home over. This is cut out of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show workbook. Only we're going to have Lori Diner with us, who is also cut from that same cloth. We'll start by trying to assess what's going on in your home. So, ladies, be thinking about what's going on in your home that you want to have improved, and we'll figure out how to do that in a moment here with DJV.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Dear, hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour here, we have Lori Diner, who is a home and lifestyle expert. She actually owns the diner design company here in New York City, so she can draw on her own experience decorating solutions. I might be able to use some of your advice, Lori, because I'm in a new home and still trying to put all the pieces together. Why is it now, or is it a fall and spring sort of thing for people to get their homes ready? In the spring, they want to have a different look, but in the fall, is it really something that's focused on Christmas and the holidays?
I think people are looking forward to the holidays and looking to spruce up their homes and make changes, getting ready for entertaining. And I'll tell you, I'm here today with some great brands to show you how to make over your home for this fall.
All right, so where do we start? Do we start in the kitchen, bathrooms, living room? Where do we go?
I mean, let's face it, the most important room in the whole house is the kitchen, right? Because you're cooking, you're getting ready for guests. You know, the entertaining itself happens in the kitchen. It's really where everybody gathers. It's the workhorse of the entire house, where appliances are king. And the king of the appliance game right now is the LG Studio Suite of built-in appliances. They represent an uncompromising approach to design that makes a bold statement in the home and a stylish addition to any kitchen decor.
All right, I'm going to go around the room here. Jennifer Horn has her own home. Victoria Keelan has her own home. And the things that, as we start to look around and think kitchen, what do you ladies like best about your kitchen, and what do you want to see change in your kitchen?
Well, this time of year, I love my kitchen. I've kind of like played up the fact that it's a retro style kitchen by kind of decorating it with hints of lime green and that sort of stuff. So it's kind of a fun kitchen, which I love. But during the holidays, going into Thanksgiving, into Christmas, I always wish that I had more room, more counter space, or like an island, because I feel like I just run out of room when I'm trying to cook for the holidays.
Is that easy to accomplish, Lori?
And I think really the key here, especially with appliances, is really marrying form and function. So LG has an artistic advisor. You all may know his name, Nate Berkus. He's a very renowned interior designer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you've got this incredible technology in the LG appliances, but you see his special touch. It really gives homeowners a polished, sort of inspired and pro-style kitchen aesthetic. So some of the details you can find are a flat door design, horizontally brushed stainless steel finish. There's a tall ice and water dispenser, which I love. And there's even LED task lighting, which is we appreciate good lighting in the kitchen, right? Mm. And stainless steel metal knobs with sleek, smooth touch glass controls. And there's also some additions to the line, which you might be interested in hearing about. There's a 42-inch built-in side-by-side refrigerator, single and double wall electric ovens, and gas cooktops.
Okay, now you're talking my language. I have in this new home, I need to redo the kitchen. And a lot of stuff I want to do myself. I wasn't familiar with the fact that LG did this sort of thing. I know they're certainly familiar to people for videos, but I didn't know that they were doing this other stuff.
I think LG kitchen products are just gorgeous.
Really?
To look at. I think they're the best.
I didn't know. So they have everything, stoves, refrigerators, all that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And LG really listens to its consumers. They've made the new refrigerator, for instance, easy moving door bins. Users can slide the door bins up and down with minimal effort, et cetera. It's really, really marrying that gorgeous line with form and function.
All right. Anything else? Other rooms? A bathroom, for example. We got about a minute here. Let's focus on the bathroom.
Let's move to the whole house. So now that your kitchen's perfect, you'll want to think about the rest of your house. So especially this time of year, you know, we're entering into fall. The temperatures are starting to drop. You know, we often find ourselves bundled up inside. So whether you're cooking in that beautiful kitchen or watching your favorite movies in the living room, we can all make our homes cozier by creating a cleaner, happier home. And as you all know, more time spent indoors can really stir up indoor allergens like pet dander, dust circulating in the air. Mm. So we can help improve our indoor air quality with the new Filtrete Dual Action Micro Allergen Plus 2x Dust Defense Filter.
Yeah,
it has this incredible 3-in-1 technology from 3M.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Lori, thank you. Lori Diner with some great ideas ideas that actually make some sense. Common sense stuff. We love that. Hi to the folks in Pasco, Washington.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This, I think, people can recognize as music from the Titanic. Sometimes Chuck Curry, our movie man, comes up with these themes, and we have to talk explanation before people realize what the heck it is. But this is music that we remember from the movie The Titanic, and the reason we're playing that is because today is Kate Winslet's birthday. How old is she, Chucker?
I believe 41.
41. Do you think she
played Rose opposite Leonardo DiCaprio's chat?
Do you think she looks older than that in the roles that some of the roles she's played?
I think she does.
Yeah, I think she does too. Quite a bit older than that, frankly. All right, so happy birthday to Kate Winslet. Quite an accomplished actress, frankly. Plays lots of different types of roles and does it well.
What did you think of Titanic, Doug?
I thought Titanic was fabulous, frankly.
Me too.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was great.
Well done, great story, well executed, worth every bit of the attention that it got. And it is still, has the box office record for that been broken?
Yes, the Avatar broke it worldwide, which is undeserving. But I think Titanic is one of the very best movies in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I think it's a masterpiece. Yeah. I'll tell you a footnote. Kate Winslet got that role, but some other actresses that were seriously considered for that part, Gwyneth Paltrow,
yeah,
Winona Ryder, Claire Danes, and an actress named Gabrielle Anwar. But I think Kate Winslet did a great job.
She was wonderful in that. She really was.
And I'll tell you one of my memories from that film. I went to see it opening day. I wound up seeing it 7 times in the theater, that movie. So right. One day of my entire life was spent watching Titanic in a movie theater. But it was 3 hours and 15 minutes. Or at the 2-hour and 30-minute mark, I remember I had to urinate really, really bad. And I held it in because the movie was so compelling.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we know that about you now.
Congratulations. That's good.
My day can feel complete.
We'll find other items of interest from movie news and maybe about Chuck's proctology report up next year.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Actually, not to be facetious, but talking about the proctology report, Ben Stiller, the actor, is in remission from prostate cancer. Did you know that, Chucker?
Yeah, I read that story. I read that story yesterday. I guess he disclosed it on the Howard Stern show. But it goes to show he got that test and it was discovered in time to treat it, which is great news for him.
Yeah, he said the PSA test saved his life. So that's something for men. There's a lesson in that, and he's grateful. And I'm sure the people in his family are, and others who've been through that. That's the same. I get mine tested every single year. Very important for men. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chuck, what do we have for the movie news today?
Some TV news. This is an interesting story. 3.3 million people tuned into HBO's new series Westworld across all their platforms on Sunday night, making it the most watched HBO show since True Detective 3 years ago. This is the interesting thing about that show. I only watched bits and pieces. I DVR'd it. I want to watch it this week. But the pilot episode, that episode which aired Sunday night, produced by J.J. Abrams, cost HBO $25 million for a 1 hour episode, which has got to be one of the most expensive 1 hour TV episodes ever shot, which tells you what kind of investment HBO has.
What's the name of this show?
Westworld.
I've never heard of it.
Which is
horrible new
on,
movie.
It's based on the 73 movie, but this series is, from what I read, extremely complex and thought provoking. But thank God they got a good rating, because that is a lot of money to sink into a television show. One other bit of news: ABC's ordered a reboot of the mid 70s game show, The Gong Show, which the host was Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
Will Arnett's going to produce, but that was a lot of fun back in the 80s. I don't know how many people remember it, but
he was
really
a very complicated guy, actually quite a good entertainer and a producer of a lot of different things on television. He became very wealthy as a television producer, but just a space cadet on the air. My God. Woof. Hi, Chuck Curry.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.